Shalom, each and everyone. First, let me thank the brothers and sisters who followed me in this sharing. And I want you to know I appreciate it, and I am encouraged by your reactions and by your comments. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, we will start opening our Bible and let us make a finale of our subject, the church in its beauty and power. Let us open our Bibles to Romans chapter 1 verse 17. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Romans 1:17, for therein the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So, faith to faith and glory to glory. Amen. Now, Brother Tim was sharing about why are we sick. I was so blessed by that sharing. I followed the different reasons, you know, why are we sick, and when he touched on the reason that some are sick for the power of God to be manifested, I want to read that scripture again in John chapter 9. John chapter 9 verses 2 to 3. John chapter 9 verse 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. Amen. Now, when I read this portion of the scripture, it made me think of many things. We know that today sicknesses, illnesses are rampant. Even our dear ministers of God are not exempted. Previously, we have Brother Tim, Brother Gan, and we have Brother Orsel in our place, and many others. And my heart really was teared even by the title of the sermon of Brother Tim, Why Are We Sick? And it struck my heart, saying, our dear brothers are sick. Amen. And brought my mind, this brought my mind to some of the previous readings in the sermon of Brother Branham. And I want to read it unto you for your understanding. I tried to search back the message, and it took me an hour or two to find this statement. And when I read it back, I was really glad, and it erased sadness on my heart. Amen. In Brother Branham's sermon, Healing What Cancer Is, Healing What Cancer Is, in 1953, Brother Branham really said, And I like this statement, healing what cancer is, in 1953. He said, the trumpet of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. How are we going to have rapturing faith when we haven't got any healing faith? hear me. He said, hear me. There's coming an hour, he added, that when the Church of Christ shall rise in her beauty, signs and wonders will fall from everywhere. And I believe, he said, that hour is at hand. Amen. Now, I like this statement. In fact, I took my topic's title here, the Church in its beauty and power. Amen. He said, the trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And he said, how are we going to have rupturing faith when we haven't got any healing faith? And he said, hear me, there is coming an hour that when the Church of Christ Jesus shall rise in her beauty, signs and wonders will fall everywhere. Signs and wonders will fall everywhere. And I believe that hour is at hand. Amen. Now, do you like it also, brothers and sisters? Meaning, there will be days that the church shall rise in its beauty, and signs and wonders shall fall everywhere. Shall fall everywhere. Amen. Brother Branham, in many of his sermons, always made mention about how can we have a rupturing faith when even faith in divine healing we don't have. Just like in 1953 again, in his sermon, God commissioning Moses, Brother Branham said, if we can't have faith from now for divine healing, how are we going to have rupturing faith? We've got to have faith for the little things first before the great things. So there'll be something that will cause that on the, that in God's providence, I don't know, he said, but I seen a demonstration of it recently, and that's what I want to tell you about. Okay? So, and he said, if we can have faith now for divine healing, how are we going to have rupturing faith? We've got to have faith for little things before the great things. Amen. So we've got to have faith in little things before great things. We should have faith in divine healing first before receiving the rupturing faith. You know, divine healing is a good pointer to changing of the body, because healing is changing and reviving tissues or organs that are sick and went on failing situation. And so if God is able to heal our body parts, our body organs that is sick, he can also wholesomely change our mortal body to be fashioned like his own body. Amen. And so little things first before great things. Amen. And so I believe, brothers and sisters, that the church will rise to its beauty once again, and Brother Branham said there will be signs and wonders that will fall everywhere. That will fall everywhere. Amen. Everywhere there are places where every church of God are present. The signs and wonders that was with the early church believers will appear again. The signs and wonders that was with the ministry of Brother Branham will be experienced once again. Not only in Jeffersonville, not only in Africa, but everywhere where the saints of God are gathered. Everywhere. Amen. Now, most of the time, the revival, which is the outpouring of gifts, lasted only for 3 years. But during the time of Brother Branham, it lasted for more than 15 years, I think. And when Brother Branham left from the scene, seldom in different places you can hear physical revival. Seldom. I was not saying there are there are not. But seldom you can hear that physical revival has happened to different places. Why was that so? It was because after the short message of Brother Branham, the fivefold ministry took over. And their message was not mainly for outsiders. It was not mainly for attraction of those who believe not. Although there are still those converted after the short ministry, but God through the fivefold ministry is establishing His word upon the hearts of every believer. And so the revival that is happening today is within the inner being of the believers. God is so busy reviving our soul. Amen. And that don't need any physical revival, because gifts are shown for those who believe not. And these gifts are not needed for believers already. Revival is now happening at the hearts of every believer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But these gifts, the outpouring of these gifts, will be back not only to attract the believers to believe, but it will be poured out again to prepare us for the rapturing faith. Amen. It will be poured out again before the seven thunders will utter their voices. Because we should have faith in little things first before great things. Amen. True enough that the pounds that the Lord has given to each of His workers should be occupied till He comes. And I heard this statement in this daily devotion. I don't remember who was that minister who shared this topic, occupied till He comes. And now the gifts of the Lord He gave to each one of us should be used till He comes. Amen. And the church will be back to its beauty and power as it was or more than when it started in Pentecost. This is not to attract more believers to come, but to prepare us for the next level of faith, which is the rapturing faith. Now, if healing ministry will come again, of course, illnesses, diseases will come. Will diseases, illnesses will come unto not other than the saints of God. And there will be sicknesses today that is set aside for the glory of God to be manifest. Amen. And today we can see it already started. Amen. And just like Simeon, do you remember Simeon and Anna? They were both waiting for the first coming of the Lord. Revelation come in a very personal way. It came in a very personal way to Simeon and Anna. It was revealed to Simeon that his eyes shall not close to death, not before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Amen. The same with us today. We are at the period of the end of the end time, and we are waiting for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, someone from among us today will experience a very personal revelation from the Lord. There will be one among us or some among us today that God will touch personally. There will be maybe older saints today. There will be sickly saints today that the Lord will reveal to him or her that she or that he or she will not experience death because he or she will see the glory of God. Amen. God is getting closer to us through closer personal revelation in these last days, as the days is getting closer to the sounding forth of the seven thunders. Amen. Now, Let's open our Bibles again quickly to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Amen. This was how glorious the church had started. They worship. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And the Bible said, fear came upon every soul. Why? Because many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and because of that, they felt in their hearts. It was wonderful in powerful fellowship. They even resort to selling with joy their position and goods, and share them to all men as every man need. Amen. The church started with its beauty and power. This is also written in Acts chapter 4, the same thing. Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 35. And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Wow. Wonderful. What a church. Amen. I believe, brothers and sisters, that this will happen again before the sounding forth of the seven thunders. Amen. The church will once again rise to its beauty and power. Amen. But with the manifestation of gifts back to the church. Let us be very careful to live a life away from lies, away from hypocrisy, away from immorality, and away from doing unclean things. Amen. Why? Because in chapter 5 of the book of Acts, when that beauty and power was in the early church believers, Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, did a great mistake before the Spirit of God. And let us read it quick. Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 1 to 10. Verse 1 to 10, okay. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all of them that heard these things. Verse 7, and it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land so much. And she said, yeah, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? When the church beauty will rise again, and the church will rise again to power, there will be no hypocrites, there will be no liars, immorals, and compromisers of such doings that will not be exposed. Amen. Everything will be exposed, and none of those immorals, none of those sinners can still get into the sounding of the last trump. Amen. Remaining hypocrites, liars, immorals inside the churches will have their judgment right away when the church will be back to its beauty and power. Yes, that is why when Brother Branham talked about the sounding forth of the seven thunders, he said it won't be known till that time, but it will be revealed in that day, in the hour that is supposed to be revealed in. He said, he added here, and please take note of this, he said, so the thing for us to do is to be reverent before God and serve him and do all that we know how to do. And he said, live good Christian lives. Live good Christian lives. Amen. Because every unrighteousness, hypocrites, liars, immorals inside our churches will be judged right away when the church will rise again to its beauty and power. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you, dear brothers and sisters. I do pray that God would be gracious to us and take all our unbelief. It is important for us today to live a quickened life, a resurrected life, life that is holy, life that is sanctified, and let us remain sincere unto God. Amen. I hope this sharing helps our spiritual advancement. The Lord bless you all is my prayer. Amen. Amen.